What else was I going to say? So the other thing is, like, the strange thing was, I mean, this may be slightly similar to what Vijayan Mala was saying, but this whole thing about compassion, it seems so huge, and the thing of saving all beings, and there aren't any beings, and I just find that a bit frightening sometimes. And so I was trying to figure out, well, like, what is my experience of it? And it was difficult because I do things that you might say would be called compassionate activity, like going to the jail or just I work for the center, give blood, whatever. And I've completely structured my life. I go on retreat, completely structured my life around being able to do these things. But I don't think of them as being compassionate, because it makes it so that I can have a life that means something to me, that's deeply satisfying. And I suppose sometimes I think of myself as a servant in a very positive way. I suppose sometimes I feel like one and it's not so positive, but anyway, it's something of a... Depends on what I'm asked to do, really. And I was thinking of all these sort of grand ideas that we have, because grand is a lame word to use to describe them. Shunyata, compassion. And I mean, I don't really know what it is. And I also think, since there is this element, I think we all probably realize, of, you know, having the self not so there, having the self kind of receding or at least, or not there at all, it just makes things extremely difficult to talk about. But we talk about them rather a lot, don't we? Which annoys me. And then I have to work with that. I mean, we have to talk about it, because otherwise we'll just be talking about things that are irrelevant. So we might as well talk about something that is worth something, even if it doesn't, even if you can't really describe it in words, which I don't think you can. I don't know if you can say what compassion is. You could probably write a really good poem or something, or someone could.